I feel it urgent to state that if the family is the sanctuary of life, the place where life is conceived and cared for, it is a horrendous contradiction when it becomes a place where life is rejected and destroyed. So great is the value of a human life, and so inalienable the right to life of an innocent child growing in the mother's womb, that no alleged right to one's own body can justify a decision to terminate that life. Those were the words of our Pope Francis from his apostolic exhortation earlier in the year. October is the Respect Life Month, which offers us an opportunity to affirm the sheer goodness of life, to thank God for the gift of life, and a reminder that we must always defend it. Every human life is a gift from God. To say otherwise would imply that God made a mistake. Every gift from God is a blessing, and blessings are intended to be received, not rejected. To willfully participate in an abortion is a grave sin, and it's a sin on a personal level. But there's more to it than that. One of the structures of sin in our country, that is a situation on a large scale that either promotes or allows for a personal sin, is the condition whereby women find themselves being told that abortion is either their right or their only option. We as a country have failed our young women and mothers. It is truly a travesty that a single woman ever feels as though an abortion is her only option. The pain and sorrow that people are faced with after having had an abortion is all too real. We must pray for these individuals that they may come to experience God's relentless mercy and forgiveness. Our Lord knows their pain and desperately desires for them to be able to hand over their shame and receive his love and his peace. He died on the cross for this reason. The Second Vatican Council, in one of its documents, said, "Christ, by the revelation of the mystery of the Father and his love, fully reveals man to man himself and makes his supreme calling clear." Christ reveals our own identity to ourselves. Created in God's image, every created person is a son or daughter of God. For this reason, the killing of an innocent human life is in complete contradiction to God and who he is. Human life begins at the moment of conception and not a moment later. Science is now catching up to what the church has declared for years. The love that God has for every human being does not begin after birth or at some arbitrary stage, but at the very beginning. Our Lord himself took on flesh, human flesh, not at 8 months, but from the moment of his conception. Jesus was no less divine at the moment of his conception than he was on Christmas Day, because he was always fully human at the beginning, at the moment of his conception. To support abortion is to be in contradiction to our faith. The gift of every human life and the love that God has for each child is key to Christ's teaching. Some have said that one cannot be pro-choice and Catholic at the same time. That's not quite enough. I don't understand how one can support abortion and consider themselves Christian at all, let alone be a Catholic Christian. Christ came so that we might have life, life in abundance. And attacks on life at such a basic level completely contradicts Christ's message and who he is. God invites us to be open to his gifts and to respond with generosity and charity. This is the trait of a Christian disciple, and that of a faithful steward.